Speaking of which, we better get over to our question of the week with Hannah Critchlow, looking at actually some of the recipes for life.
This week, we find out if we can create life by simply mixing elements from the periodic table.
Hi, my name is Bob Archibald. I live in Berkeley, California. Has there been any progress in creating a living organism from basic elements? Seems like with so many advances in human biology, science should be able to produce a very simple organism in the lab.
We turn to Professor Lee Cronin from Glasgow University, who tinkers with metallic elements, and he tells us...
This is a really important question because it will allow us to define life beyond the current toolbox that is used in biology on planet Earth. But to answer this question, we need to sidestep the definition of life and instead ask a different question, which is, what is the minimal unit of matter on planet Earth that can exhibit and undergo Darwinian evolution in an autonomous fashion? And the result is both obvious and startling. It's a very simple cell, bacterial cell, amoeba, and so on. So what we've tried to do in my lab is to engineer all inorganic cells to see if we can put these features together. So by using molybdenum or tungsten oxides, we've been able to make very large clusters containing many hundreds of units. But not only that, we can have different building blocks templating the clusters. So we almost have an analogy to DNA, RNA, and proteins in the clusters built in. So the question now is, can we get this system to boot up, to replicate and evolve? And for that, you need to watch this space.
So our version of life uses DNA and protein building blocks. But you can create a different type of building block by making clusters of basic metallic elements that can form structures similar to membranes and enzymes. But getting these clusters to replicate, mutate, and evolve by themselves has not yet happened. So we're not quite there yet. Evan comments on the forum that probably the closest we have come is Craig Venter's effort in 2010, where using a DNA synthesis machine, he generated the genetic sequence and put it into a closely related bacteria's cell. And although this was hailed in the more sensationalist media as creating life in the laboratory, there is still a long way to go. Really, this was more like hijacking of an already existing cell. Now, from life to death.
Hello, Naked Scientists. My name is Steve. We've all heard that women on average live longer than men. Many studies show this. However, as I understand it, these studies are based on average lifetimes between males and females and do not account for variations in lifestyle. My question is, ignoring any outside influences like smoking, risk-taking, eating habits, etc., is there any fundamental difference between the longevity of the male versus the female body? Thanks for a great show.
So, other than men being slightly more likely to take risks, are there other reasons for why women live longer? Send your thoughts to chris@thenakedscientists.com, tweet @nakedscientists, write on our Facebook page, or join in the debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum.
Hannah Critchlow. Well, that, unfortunately, is all we have time for this week. Next time, we're actually answering more of your science questions. So if you want to send in your questions, now is your chance. And we'll feature them in next week's programme and answer them for you. It's chris@thenakedscientist.com by email. And you can also tweet @nakedscientist. Thank you to our guests this week, who are Hugh Mortimer, Jeff Bader, Matt Cairns and Jill Tarter. And thank you to our production team, Mira Senthilingam, Hannah Critchlow and, of course, Will Nichols. Have a great evening and join us again at the same time next week. Thank you to Dr. Cat. We hope she's feeling better. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. See you next time.
The Naked Scientists podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, the STFC, the Natural Environment Research Council, and UK FAST. For more cutting-edge science, join us online at nakedscientists.com.